Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The zikr that we'll be making tonight, inshallah, whatever time Allah Ta'ala gives us to tawfiq to me, it's going to be more on the ismi zat, Allahu Allah. But the ash'ar itself, one that has got a lot of meaning. And as we have repeatedly said, that whatever Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq to do, then attribute everything to Allah Ta'ala, that it is His tawfiq, it is His given guidance, His given ability, that we are able to do, engage, achieve whatever Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq to do. So here that Khaja Sahib Abdullah Ali mentions, majala hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. Is it possible for me to do anything if Allah, oh Allah, if you don't give me the ability, if you don't give me the tawfiq? There's absolutely nothing that we can do. We cannot raise a finger, not be able to open an eyelid if Allah Ta'ala doesn't give the ability. The same in our spiritual world. Sometimes if we find that we are making progress, leaps and bounds, then there too, humble ourselves before Allah Ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, it is your tawfiq, you are making it possible. Attribute everything from the bottom of our hearts and have conviction in that it is my Allah that is making me do this, my Allah is making me do this. Then see what happens. Majala hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, ye hai chahe sab mere irade. Allah, only that will happen which you desire and which you will. My iradas and my thinking and my decisions, it was absolutely no weight before the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is my condition, O Allah? Bahut dino reh chuka nikamma. Ya Allah, I've remained useless far too long. In fact, all my life I've remained useless. I haven't did anything, neither for myself nor for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bahut dino reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Oh Allah, bring a turning point in my life now. This is the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. It is an opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Let us make use of this opportunity, make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And we know we can't do it ourselves, we can't change ourselves. Therefore ask Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you now bring a turning point in my life. Bring a change in my attitude. Bring a change in my relationship with you. Bring a change in my relationship with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give me the tawfiq, give me the ability, give me the courage. Take that laziness out of me, that lethargy out of me. Just can't get the spirit and the desire to engage in good actions, good a'mal. So therefore ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Oh Allah, make me useful now. Make me useful as far as my own self is concerned, for my deen, for my dunya, for my akhirat. And make me useful as far as your other makhlouq is concerned. May kabse hoon mahwe khabe ghaflat. Oh Allah, I'm just in a dream world, doing absolutely nothing. Let us contemplate how many years of our lives already gone, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of our lives are gone. What have we achieved in these 50 years or 40 years or 20 years, whatever it is? Time is just gone. Oh Allah, get me up from the slumber and from the sleep of my now. Let me become useful. Let me do something for my deen, for my dunya, for my akhirat. So these are the ashar that we will recite, and then inshallah we'll follow that with dua.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہے سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو
ہوئے خواب غفلت، بس اب جگا دے، بس اب جگا دے، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری، اللہ 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 اللہ، جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری، اللہ 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 اللہ
رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہے، پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں، تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے، بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں،
واللہ ان یور گارڈن تیرے گلستان میں سب گل، ایوری ون از اے فلاور، اف دیئر از اینی ون دین آئی ایم دیٹ ون تھورن دیٹ از دیئر،
مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو، بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں،
واللہ یو گیو می آلسو سم فکر آف دا آخرت، سم کنسرن آف دا آخرت، ریالٹی اباؤٹ مور دیٹ آئی ہیو گاٹ ٹو لیو دس ورلڈ اینڈ ون ڈے اسٹینڈ بیفور یو گیو این اکاؤنٹ آف مائی لائف اینڈ آف مائی ایکشنز اینڈ ایوری تھنگ ایلس، واٹ دیٹ از گوئنگ ٹو بی،
مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو، بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں،
whereas my condition is that I'm so indifferent, it doesn't bother me as if there's no reality about موت and ما بعد الموت. اللہ تعالیٰ give us this reality and this understanding to prepare for this also.
رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر، بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں،
اللہ all my life I just remain useless, make me useful now.
ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری، اللہ 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 اللہ، جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری، اللہ 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 اللہ.
The following couplets, when my Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to recite this, a lot of feeling he used to recite, and being himself a one that has got the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. But in spite of that, this used to have such an impact on him, this used to sometimes like break down.
تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی، بہت ہی گندہ ہے حال میں
you know how filthy my inside is and what my condition is. Now filthy my condition is, my Allah, you are aware of that.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera guna mein aaluda ho raha hai rua rua baal baal mera. Allah, every hair of mine is immersed in sins and your disobedience, that is my condition. And beyond that, what is my life expectancy?
Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, درست کر دے مآل میرا. My Kareem Allah, I am immersed in sins. And these are the last days of my life. It's the last lap of my life. So therefore I beg of you to put right my affairs. And what should be these last days of mine? How should I spend these last few moments that I have?
تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں, تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں, تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں, اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا.
My Kareem Allah, these are the last few days, and I wish it to be spent in a way that Teri Muhabbat mein ab jiyun. Ya Allah, it must be, these last days must be spent in your Muhabbat, in your love. Usi mein ho intiqal mera. And having that love and Muhabbat for you and for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is how I must leave this world. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this.
ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ, جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو, کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو, تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش, تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش, تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو, بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری.
Oh my Allah, my whole life is just wasted in filth and disobedience and sins.
بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری, بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری, نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو.
اللہ, now you give me توفیق of engaging in good actions, good amal.
بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری,
نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو، رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت، بس اب یہی شغل روز شب ہو، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ، جب سانس میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء وسید المرسلین لا الہ الا انت سبحانک انا کنا من الظالمین یا احد الصمد الذی لم یلد ولم یولد ولم یکن له کفوا احد یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین ظلمنا انفسنا ظلمنا انفسنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم انك انت العز الاكرم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث نستغفرك ربنا ونسألك التوبة اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا كريم الله يا رحيم الله Oh most loving, caring, compassionate Allah, most tolerant Allah, most forgiving Allah, most merciful Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beautiful Allah, most concealing Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy at this part of this Mubarak night, these begging bowls are raised before you with your given tawfiq assistance. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, fill these begging bowls. Oh my Kareem Allah, do not return them back empty. Ya Kareem Allah, we are desirous of your forgiveness. Ya Allah, we know that we have wasted our lives. Ya Allah, we have used your given namaz to be disobedient to you. We used your given namaz in your displeasure. Ya Kareem Allah, we regret whatever we have did. We regret our past. We have remorse in our hearts over the past sins that we have committed. Ya Kareem Allah, besides you there is no one that can forgive our sins. Therefore we raise these begging bowls before you and beg of you. Oh my Kareem Allah, we will continue begging and we will continue knocking at your door. Ya Allah, when you open, Ya Allah, you know best. Ya Kareem Allah, do not deprive us of your mercy. Do not deprive us of your forgiveness. Ya Allah, you become happy and pleased with us. Ya Allah, bless us with your muhabbat. Ya Allah, open our hearts for your muhabbat. Ya Allah, remove all the evil from our hearts. Remove all the dirt and filth from our hearts. Ya Kareem, Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, remove all the razail and all the evil qualities and traits from our hearts. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with all the fazail and with all the good qualities and traits. Ya Kareem, Allah, remove hatred from our hearts, remove animosity from our hearts, remove jealousy from our hearts, remove arrogance and pride from our hearts. Oh my Kareem, Allah, we have destroyed ourselves with all these evils. The love of this world, the wealth of this world, oh my Kareem, Allah, it has penetrated our hearts. O my Kareem Allah, because of the wealth of this world, we are fighting with one another, we are becoming enemies of one another. O my Kareem Allah, give us realization that there is nothing of this world that we are going to be taking with us to the Qabr. Ya Allah, we came empty-handed and we are going to be going empty-handed. O my Kareem Allah, give us realization. Ya Allah, make both a reality for us. Ya Allah, give us that reality that one day we have to leave everything and leave. And go to this, to the world that is going to come after this. There is such a thing as maut, O my Kareem Allah. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. O my Kareem Allah, what a condition that is going to be. May our bodies will be there and someone will be washing our hands and our feet, O my Kareem Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, give us the tawfiq of taking the ghusl of Tawbah before the ghusl of Mayyit is given to us. O my Kareem Allah, give us the tawfiq of putting on the libas and the clothing of Taqwa before the libas is put over our dead bodies of the kafan. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us steadfastness on Iman. Give us a Mubarak maut on Iman. Give us a pleasant maut on Iman. Resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. O my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, give us an attachment to the Qur'an-e-Majeed. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to recite the Qur'an-e-Majeed correctly with love, O my Kareem Allah, with respect to the Qur'an-e-Majeed. Ya Allah, whatever shortcomings there has been, Ya Allah, whatever disrespect we have shown to the Qur'an-e-Majeed, forgive our shortcomings, O my Kareem Allah. You become happy and pleased with us. Make the Qur'an-e-Majeed an intercessor for us on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, grant us the closeness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant us our book of records in our right hands. Ya Allah, bless our parents with long life and afiyat and salamati. Ya Allah, those of us who have been blessed with parents, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to be khidmat of our parents. O my Kareem Allah, those of us that have lost our parents, Ya Allah, you fill the qabrs with noor. Grant them the highest of ranks in the akhirah. O my Kareem Allah, you become happy and pleased with them. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have mercy on the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever the Muslims are going through persecution and torture, be it Palestine, be it Syria, be it other parts, Sudan, Ya Allah, Afghanistan, Ya Allah, Bosnia, Chechnya, whichever other part of the world, we don't know where, Ya Kareem Allah, Muslims are going through persecution and torture. Oh my Kareem Allah, you come to their assistance. Send down your rains of rahmat and mercy, oh my Kareem Allah. Give hidayat to the zalimeen, hold back their hands, O my Kareem Allah. If hidayat is not in store for them, then Ya Allah, you punish them. Ya Allah, destroy them. Bring about the destruction just as you have destroyed the Aad and the Thamud. O my Kareem Allah, create division in their ranks. Make them enemies of one another. O my Kareem Allah, we beg of you all that good that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked of you. And we ask you for protection from all the evil that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked for protection from. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Bi rahmatika ya rabbal alameen.